Doctor, what's wrong with me anyway? I'm as well-groomed as any other job applicant. I brush my teeth after every meal. I'm careful to dress conservatively and have a conservative personality. I try to adjust to the whims of my employer. I just don't seem to be able to get a job.
Well, are you adequately trained in the skills of your profession?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a capable secretary?
I think that I do. I've gone to typing school and stenography school. I've studied long enough to get all the credits necessary. And I have very high grades, higher grades than some of the girls that have already been working now for 2 or 3 years.
Hmm. Is there a very difficult job situation right now? Is it hard? Do your friends have trouble getting jobs as secretary?
No. Jobs as secretaries are very easy to find. All my friends, even girls who've just taken part-time courses in stenography, are working. Everyone I know is working except me.
That's very odd, Miss Preen. Maybe you're just not a pleasant person.
Well, perhaps not, but I'm as pleasant as I can be. I'm always courteous. I try to listen and respond. I smile a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
What could be wrong with me anyway, Doctor?
I have no idea, Miss Preen. It seems to me likely that there's just something about you that's not likable.
You think so?
I think that you shouldn't worry too much, because you're probably right about all those other things. I think you're just not a nice person, and people don't like you, and I think that's probably why it is.
Really? And it's nothing I do?
No. It's just some intangible, unpleasant thing. There are such people. We run into them in our practice. People that other people simply do not like.
And there's nothing I can do
about
it.
No, there's nothing you can do, so you can set your mind at rest.
Oh, thank you very much, Doctor. You've relieved me of a great deal of worry.
Not at all.